So, I would like to welcome you to Eggbread's Discovery Day, prom night, dance night, that perfect date. Discovery Day is a term that has been used in the franchise industry for decades, and it's a new term that first-time franchisees have never heard before. So, Discovery Day can be at your corporate office. It can be a regional Discovery Day. It can be solo Discovery Day. And there's even such thing as a group Discovery Day. However, primarily as a first-time launching brand and emerging franchise company, it's best to develop Discovery Day practices doing Discovery Days one-on-one solo. Group Discovery Days, you can have some crabs in the basket. You can have people negative. You can have different personalities. Regional Discovery Days are usually hosted by franchisees and a corporate representative. Yes, they cut down the travel and the flight time, but they're not always properly represented by the franchisee location. But they can be very well done. They're a great way to enroll more franchisees in your system if you have four Discovery Days regionally placed throughout the United States. So we have the solo Discovery Day, we have the regional Discovery Day, we have the group Discovery Day. And so that is the term we're going to be discussing this afternoon. And we'll start with Eggbread. And through the franchise discovery process, through each step, we are working towards a strategic inflection point where do we invite somebody to attend a Discovery Day? There's an optimal point in the franchise sales process in which the client and you realize it is the invitation day. And that is at the completion of your mutual expectation call. At 21 days in the relationship, at the end of the third step, the client has built trust. They like you. They love your process. They match with your concept call. There's a value alignment. They are really excited about your mutual expectation, your real estate, your pre-opening, your post-opening, all of your services. At the end of that call, your client is 80% emotionally convinced that I am prepared to move forward as long as nothing comes out as a red flag. So at the end of your mutual expectation call is the opportunistic time to schedule your Discovery Day. So what I would like to do today, Rachel, at the end of this call, we've come to a point in our relationship where I think you and I and us are excited about extending an invitation to you and your husband to fly to California for your Discovery Day or to Ohio, wherever your corporate headquarters are at. Typically, we host those four specific days a month. Sometimes we'll do eight different days, but we have a standard Discovery Day agenda where you'll actually fly in and you'll both visit our corporate headquarters as well as our prototype flagship business. So you'll see two environments. Now, at this point in the conversation, most people are prepared to move forward, spend their $350 to fly in, $750 a hotel, a dinner, and spend $1,000. Keep in mind, the decision is $1,000 for the candidate, so they must be really jazzed to want to come in. They're out-of-state candidates, so they pay their own way. And so you're actually putting a program in place that says, hey, it may cost me $1,000, but it could be life-changing. Number two is if the client is not quite interested, there's still a fear factor, I need to learn more, that's okay. So even though 70% of your clients are excited about coming in because you built the entire process on a Discovery Day, some will be a little bit afraid and still want a couple more steps. That's why we have the startup workshop. Because I can extend another workshop on how to open the business and then extend the invitation to completion of the startup workshop. So even though I'm inviting at the end of the ME, mutual expectation, I can extend another workshop to give the client more confidence, a little bit more relationship. I'm ready to come in. Okay? So we'd like for all invitations to be expended at the end of the ME, 80% closed. But if there's a fear factor, an emotion, then we can extend another workshop and re-invite. Having said that, all of your discovery days will likely book on a 7, a 14, or a 21-day visit for airfares, hotels, and budgeting, and proper calendaring for their families. So you are going to have typically 7 to 21 days to discovery day. The most important thing you want to do is keep your client engaged and committed and involved in the process. If you don't speak with them for 2 weeks, they'll cancel their discovery day. If you don't speak with them for 10 days, they may cancel their discovery day. This is so important that there are homework assignments and steps and engagement through this journey with accountability to the next step. Next step is a startup workshop. Once you're fully booked, confirmed, your travel receipts are in place, we'll be attending a startup workshop on our calendar. Secondly, we'll be introducing you to our franchise disclosure document. We'll be scheduling a 15-minute call. 7 days later, a post-FDD call. We're going to be getting your receipt page back, dated, initialed from anybody signing the agreement. And then thirdly, we're going to be assisting and coaching you on third-party funding sources in the event you're not going to be self-funding. Keep in mind, for every 10 franchisees, if the investment is less than $400,000, 5 of them will self-fund, 3 to 4 will get third-party funding, and then 1 or 2 will do a combination of self-fund as well as third-party fund. So it's as your investment goes up to $600,000, $700,000, $800,000, you're attracting a higher net worth buyer, and there's usually some kind of other funding sources involved. That being said, we have the Discovery Day calendar scheduled. Now, that's the methodology for inviting and the purpose of the Discovery Day. But now let's talk a little bit about emailing them an itinerary, emailing them the hotel, the directions from the airport, the instructional aspects of Discovery Day. So within all of your training materials, you'll have emails, you'll have various emails that offer instructions, travel itineraries, so that they're not left stranded at an airport. We also believe if it's a medium to rural town, that you meeting them at the airport with a corporate representative is also a very nice, courteous thing to do. Welcome to the Midwest, welcome to the South, welcome to Dallas. So it's not uncommon that a representative of the corporate office can actually meet your guest at the airport. If it's Los Angeles or New York or Philadelphia, Tampa, it may be unnecessary. But the smaller the community, the more likely it would enhance the franchise culture of the brand. Secondly, what we want to do for our discovery days, we want to have an opportunity to see if there's a value match and/or a jerk factor. So we as franchisors are welcoming wonderful people, willing people, and eager people, but the number one thing that we are trying to isolate on is, are we creating an environment of an eager, willing heart that is willing to follow our business plan? Or have we attracted somebody on hype, enthusiasm, and salesmanship that is going to formalize with us, sign an agreement, and immediately become an expert and opinionated and do it their own way? So how important is culture versus salesmanship on a discovery day? This is somebody that you're going to marry for 10 years. This is somebody that you're going to be in a relationship with. And it's critically important that you have created an environment through your sales process that is so comfortable that the environment created an eager, willing heart that is naturally a team player that is eager to follow your business plan versus a brokered sales, hype sales process that says, I'm excited, but now I'm opinionated. So that's the next thing we want to establish. Have we created in our sales process, have we created an eager heart, or have we created a maverick? So that's the essence of the discovery day. Now, We offer discovery days, 4 days a month. Typically pick the best 4 days that give the client the best attributes of your business. If you're in the weight loss business, the fitness business, Mondays are your busiest days. If you're in the restaurant business, Friday nights and Saturdays. If you are in another business, you want to give them a full-bodied experience of a lot of customers. They want to touch and feel the mosaic of different types of customers. So you don't want to invite somebody to a business that's not fully representative of them seeing different types of customers, different day parts, night parts, et cetera, et cetera. Secondly, not only do you want to have those four standard days, you'll get better and better and better at explaining them, completing them, standardizing them, and improving them. So that's another reason you want to have 4 days. The third reason is one of those days will always work for the candidate during the course of a month. So if it's 4 Monday, if it's 4 Fridays, if it's 4 Sundays, whatever it is, have 4 on your corporate calendar. So we host 4 corporate discovery days. If you're an expanding brand, a lot of people are joining your team, you might have 8 discovery days a month. You might have 12. So have that corporate calendar ready and available. Here's when we do the discovery days. Here's when they're available. This one's booked, et cetera, et cetera. Now, dress code. When somebody is flying across the country or driving in, they have an expectation that because they're spending $100,000 to $400,000 to $500,000, that there's going to be an executive presentation, not an entrepreneurial presentation. There is an expectation that the entrepreneur and the management team have thought through the importance of image, professionalism, dress code, hours, makeup, hair, body jewelry, every aspect. If I'm recruiting a 5-star athlete to go to the University of Alabama and I'm picking them up at the airport, I'm creating an expectation when they walk into the locker room. Are the floors dirty? Are the bathrooms dirty? Are their posters handwritten in the locker room? Do they have professional posters that are handwritten and scribbled? Or are they perfectly framed and clean? Are the windows immaculate? Are the bathrooms clean? I'm sitting down with my janitors before my recruit gets on campus to make sure the entire stadium, there's not a piece of paper in the stadium. I'm talking to my secretaries and assistants about how we answer the phone, how many rings it's going to be. And I'm the head coach of the team, but I'm talking to everybody on the facility because I have a 5-star recruit coming in. This is the same attitude that we want to have about somebody investing in your dream, in your business, spending $200,000 to $500,000. So a discovery day is a standard of excellence, a standard of branding, a standard of organization, a standard of an itinerary, standard of communication, but most of all, a standard of dress code. Now, dress code can be relaxed, casual, professional, suit and tie, logos, shoes, matching. It can be anything, a suit and tie, as long as it's consistent and it represents the value of your franchise. If you're selling a $400,000 franchise and you're wandering around flapjacks and, you know, a logo t-shirt on a discovery day as an executive, you're probably not going to make that franchise sale. Okay? Cars, communication in cars. When people are picked up and driven around, cars are immaculately clean. Front seats, back seats, they're all washed. Everybody that touches the client has a perfectly manicured car. When they come to the corporate office, the entire lobby, the desks, the chairs, the books, the papers, everything's organized, the lights are all right. When they come into your salon, they come into your restaurant, the windows are clean, the doors are clean, everybody's got uniforms on, everybody knows we have a discovery day. It is a recruiting day on campus. The same way that counselors bring on students on career day, high school day, recruiting day, college day, it is a big time prom dance. We all want to show our best professionalism. Why? Because the clients are doing the same. Honey, are they going to like me? Honey, are they going to judge me? Honey, are they going to look at us the way we dress, the way we talk? They're doing the exact same thing. Remember, You never get a second chance to make a good first impression. So the discovery day is a confirmational day for you or an exploratory day. It can be confirmational if it's done right. It can be exploratory if it's done wrong. So a confirmational discovery day, if you look up on the screen, has an extraordinarily detailed day in place. So the day would start at 8 o'clock with breakfast, welcome introductions. At 8:30, we'd have a point of difference, our non-negotiables. At 8:45, we'd be introducing our approved partners. At 9:15, we'll introduce Egg Bread University. At 9:30, we've got your back franchise support. At 9:45, the grand opening training. At 10 o'clock, finding fans, marketing, and lead generation. At 10:15, a recap. At 10:30, we're going to go into the restaurant. At 10:45, we're going to look at the dining hall and the seating area and aesthetics. 11:15 is brunch time. We're going to have a little sampling of the restaurant. At 12:30, we're going to have a kitchen flow, a back-of-the-house operations, a walk-in refrigerator, a dry storage, exposed station, and restroom. We're going to spend 30 minutes there. From 1 to 2, we're going to have the restaurateur experience. We're going to be sharing with you Jolt. We're going to share with you Toast. In our back of the office, all of our POS systems. Lastly, we're going to return for a break. 2:30 to 3:30, final Q&A. 3:30 and 4, locked and loaded. Let's sink our teeth into this project. How important is the first minute of the breakfast meeting? How important is it to have a nice little restaurant close to your corporate headquarters, close to your prototype store, where the white tablecloth, the club, the same people, a nice menu, they serve you quickly, and you have an hour to get acquainted? So what we typically recommend is a Sunday arrival at noon. Get to your hotel, get comfortable, relax. We'll meet you in the lobby. We'll take you to a nice dinner. And we don't speak business the entire night. We ask about family and children, aunts and uncles, backgrounds. We're not talking about startup costs and everything. We're trying to see the temperament of the client. We're trying to identify the jerk factor. There may be 3 or 4 or 5 questions that you want to ask that might identify temperament. So it's not unusual for franchisors through a discovery day to have 3 to 5 different questions that will identify a collaborative, enjoyable, fun franchisee to work with versus one that will experience temperament. Temperament comes in 2 ways. Temperament comes with a passive listener who is smiling at you the whole time, creatively thinking about how they're going to do it their own way when they go back home. That's what I call a passive maverick. An outspoken maverick is somebody, the way they treat the secretary, the way they treat the server, the way they treat their spouse, their impatience. Am I first? You'll be able to read the temperament. You know, do they respect their spouse? Do they step over their spouse? Could be male or woman, or partner, or male or female. So it's so important that we're not being judgmental. We're not looking for the negative in people. We're not staring at the negative, but we want to keep the jerk factor out of the culture. Okay? And most of all, during Discovery Day, we want to be taking a temperature on our franchise sales process. So what does that mean, we want to be taking a temperature on our sales process? So the minute we meet them into the next morning and breakfast, the itinerary, it's not as much about what they think, it's about what did I create prior to them arriving. So even though it may be your first or second or third discovery day, and you're on a surface level of, oh my God, I'm just trying to think about what to say and what not to say, remember, what did you create that's before you today? What did you create in your get acquainted call 5 weeks ago? What did you create in the request for consideration? What did you create in the concept compatibility call? What did you create in the ME call? What did you create in the startup workshop? What is before you today as a potential spouse or strategic partner? So your goal through Discovery Day is, did I accept responsibility for creating somebody who would be an eager heart, willing and able to follow a business plan? Or did I create somebody that was hyper, temperamental, opinionated? This is what I want to do. I'm an expert without experience, or I'll smile at you and do it my own way. So a discovery day is just about you evaluating your recruiting process, your value matching process, as much as it is them getting to know you while you're going through the agenda of the day. Now, as we take the day a little bit further, we want to give you an opportunity at breakfast in the morning to have a wonderful introduction to the culture of the company. So at breakfast, as we start the morning, it would make sense after the niceties, coffee and water is poured, that we would have a handout. It can be in a folder, it can be a staple, it doesn't have to be anything fancy, but it just says, hey, we're professional, we have a culture, and we have an itinerary. Hey, we're professional, we're warm, we're likable, but we do have an itinerary, and we do have a little bit of an agenda, and we do have a culture. So we have a wonderful piece here that we can actually say we'd like to talk about our culture. A little bit of our culture, our consistency, our communication, our contribution, our honesty. Then we can talk about what we call our cultural non-negotiables. Now, how important are cultural non-negotiables in a franchise relationship? So, for us, it's our hours of operation. It's our alcohol requests. It's changing the pricing. It's changing the menu. It's different suppliers bringing in on trucks old tomatoes and old cucumbers. It's cleanliness, safety. We have to embrace together our culture and our non-negotiables. Because if we're going to go forward and we're not in agreement on that, we're going to have communication verbally and in writing to know that. We promise our guests will prefer. I understand. Now, we're going to talk about our approved partners. What is an approved partner? Why are our approved partners? Every one of these partners we've sourced, we've interviewed, we have vetted, we have trained, we have negotiated, we have created prices, we have delivery standards, we have customer service standards, and as long as we trust them, we would like to invite you to trust our partners. How many franchisees want to go out and use realtors, their own State Farm agents, their own local distributors with tomatoes? How important are approved partner explanations on Discovery Day? What about our training program? Coming back for franchisee management certification. How important is it to let them know that we provide you 40 hours, 7 days of training at our corporate headquarters should we become partners? How important is the new franchisee grand opening training? Should we decide together to become partners? This is how we do business. Franchise support. These are the different programs that we're developing and in operation. The grand opening. And then going through the entire process of the day. Now the hour is complete, we're ready to start breakfast, we pay our bill, and we're off to the day, and we stay right to the actual day. Now, you went through the whole day, they've met everybody, they've tried it, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we go back to a final office. We sit down. We take a deep breath. We're sitting around a table. They've already been disclosed. We sit down. Based on our conversation today, does this sound like something you're interested, not interested, more confused than when you started? Generally, people are tired. They're excited. They don't know if they're coming or going. So it's a chance to sort of debrief. We're really excited. Now, there's two types of clients at this time. One is, how do I get started? How do I get you your money? And where do you want me to send your money? The other one is, yes, I can't wait to move forward, but we got a plane to catch, and we've got some more funding issues to resolve. We got to get our FDD in our legal hands. So you have one client that says, this has been amazing, I can't wait, but I got to go back and get my funding, got to go back and keep this FDD, get the Q&A. And the other one says, oh my gosh, I'm self-funded. I've already done my FDD. We've had our pre and our post, took it to my attorney. I'm ready to get going. Can we talk territory and what we want to do? And how do I send you your money? And when are you going to be preparing the two sets of franchise agreements and mailing them to me? That's the type of client that's exploratory excited, that has a 50% rate. The enrollment rate is 50% for my exploratory client, and the other one is 90% confirmational. So you have two types of clients. One is confirmational, 90%, and the other one's 50%. And that's the end of the Discovery J journey until we now train on preparing franchise agreements. Congratulations, and thank you for attending the Discovery Day.